This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. A Florida State University effort to help kids get smaller has gotten 2.2 million bigger. That's the size of the National Institutes of Health grant Dr. Suzanne Bennett Johnson has secured. Johnson is a distinguished research professor in the Florida State College of Medicine, and she chairs the college's Medical Humanities and Social Sciences Department.
It's a study looking at the use of school-based body mass index screening as a mechanism to promote health and wellness in children, and more specifically, to try to address the obesity epidemic in this country.
Of course, for a problem this big, Johnson's Florida State study can't operate in a vacuum.
So it's a collaborative effort with Leon County Schools, and we are working with elementary schools because we found that the number of children that are overweight escalates precipitously in elementary school.
Johnson's goal is to see if there's another tool available that educators and policymakers can use to help keep kids in shape.
Doing body mass index screening, which is the measurement we use to determine whether a child is overweight, costs money and time that school systems may or may not have. Usually that it's what we call an unfunded mandate. It's another thing they have to do for which there's no money provided. So schools are going to be hesitant to add this to all the other things they must do if it doesn't really make a difference. So the question we're trying to answer is whether, if we pull school systems into this kind of screening, and you have to remember school systems already do health screenings. They screen for hearing, they screen for vision, they screen for scoliosis, they screen for a number of medical problems. So the question is, does that kind of screening, especially if we inform parents, make a difference?
Johnson sees parents as a great resource for kids' health, if they're informed.
The fact of the matter is, a lot of parents don't realize their children are overweight. So one of the thoughts is that by providing parents with more information about what's an appropriate weight, as well as giving them opportunities to do something about it.
The broader objective for Johnson isn't just to inform parents and equip schools. It's to help answer a public health policy question that could reshape a generation.
If we answer it and it turns out that this sort of screening actually makes a difference, just like vision screening and hearing screening in school, then I think then we should fund this sort of thing in schools. If it turns out it doesn't make a difference, then that's probably not a good use of our money. And I certainly think we should still continue to try to address the obesity problem in this country, but maybe that wouldn't be the way we would go about doing it if we found that it really didn't work.
The four-year project will work with students at 12 Leon County elementary schools. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.